Welcome everyone to another week of Parsha Insights, a very special week, because of Parsha's Vayechi, completing Sefer Shemois Gizun Tehei, we're able to say, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. And the same way we were able to learn through Sefer Bereishis, may we be able to learn through the rest of Chamishei Chum Sheitayr in the best of health, joining together through our Parsha Insights. The Shir is learned and said, Lezecher Nishmas Ule Ilo Nishmas, Rebecca Basternina and Leon Ben Rachel, may their Neshama Tahiris have a Lichta Gegan Eden. A reminder that one of the main points of Parsha Insights, besides knowing the Parsha better and having a grace of Geshmak, is on Shabbos Kodesh, share the Divrei Torah, share it at your Suda when going for a walk, with a Chaver, with a family member. It is our hope that that will bring added Kedusha to our Shabbos Kodesh. If you take a look in the Parsha, we see, Pasuk tells us, Mem Ches Chof, Becha Yevarech Yisrael, that Yaakov Avinu says the bracha that's going to be given is Yisimcha L'kim K'Ephraim V'Chimnasha. And of course we've asked, even a number of weeks ago, why Ephraim and Menasha? Ephraim and Menasha were not Shvatim. That was the next generation. And yet, many on Friday night, certainly on Erev Yom HaKippurim, when we bless our children, we start with these very famous words, Yisimcha Elokim K'Ephraim V'Chim Menasha. Why? Now, we did say an explanation a few weeks ago, because Ephraim and Menasha, this is a theme that we've used repeatedly over Hanukkah, Ephraim and Menasha grew up in the most immoral society of Mitzrayim, Shtufei Zima, and yet they remain so incredibly, incredibly pure, which we said last week and the week before was, of course, the credit to the chinuch and upbringing of Yosef HaTzadik. And Yosef HaTzadik, of course, got that from Yaakov Avinu. If you recall, last week we spoke out, that was the Shalshelas HaDairis, the three generations of Yaakov to Yosef to Ephraim and Menasha. And in the society that we raise our children, be it here in South Florida or anywhere else, it is funereal Golos. That's such a deep bracha to wish our children that they be like Ephraim and Menashe, in the sense, remain pure, while we go through this galus. We mentioned once that's why one of the most beautiful brachas we say, Apostle Ken Tehillim, Banecha Kisile Zeisim Savav Shulchanecha, that your children are like Zeisim surrounding your table. Why Zeisim? Why olives? If you remember by the flood, by the Mabel of Noah, we know that the people were corrupt, animals were corrupt. We know as well the trees were, and they grafted min b'she'enai minai. The only one, Chazal tell us, that remained perfectly pure was the Ale Zayas, the Zayas, the olive branch, the olives. And that's the bracha we give our children. Banecha kishile Zeisim, our children should have the purity of Zeisim. Just as it remained entirely pure, may it be true by our children as well. And that's why, as I said, the bracha by many Friday nights, certainly Erev Yom HaKippurim, is to be like Ephraim and Menashe, retain that Kedusha, retain that sense of purity. There's another answer we gave a few years ago, and it's that answer I'd like to use as the springboard for the shiur tonight. Perhaps there's an added dimension of why we wish our children to grow up to be like Ephraim and Menashe. Now, make no mistake, I love these pshatim, given my first name, and I don't mean rabbi. I remember a number of years ago when I was standing in the hallway in the shul in Shari Tefillah, I remember that there were two little kids behind me. I don't even know if they were 5, 6, most 7. And I overheard one say to the other, "Who is that?" And the other little kid said, "I don't know, but they call him Rabbi Shapiro." So When I say my first name, I'm referring to my first name as in Ephraim. I certainly appreciate the name to be like Ephraim and Manasseh, how meaningful it is. But listen to this extraordinary pshat. If you take a look, we know that Yaakov sikel es yad, that he switched his hands and ended up putting the right one on Ephraim and the left one on Manasseh. And in a few minutes, we're going to come up with a tremendous pshat in that pasuk. I think the absolute finest on that pasuk. But it was Yosef who turned to his father. Vayomer Yosef al Aviv, Memches Yudches, Loichein Avi, not so father, meaning it's he that pointed out to his father, the hands were switched, but Manasseh's the firstborn. You know why we give our children a bracha to be like Ephraim? Because if you think about it, why wasn't Manasseh the one who called out, no, Zaydi, 1 second, I'm the Bechor, the right hand should be on me. Of course, albeit to say it very respectfully, he could have and should have been the one to call out, Zaydi, I'm the Bechor. He didn't. It was his father who said to Yaakov Avinu, Loichein Avi, not so father, but Menashe didn't. So some want to say Menashe didn't call out the mistake because he had the Mida that we call to Fargin. Now, I was once asked to translate the word Fargin, and after trying 20 attempts, I'll tell you the truth, the best definition of the word Fargin is to Fargin. There's no good definition. What do you want to say? To be happy? The real definition to Fargin. And I know that after I give this shir, and as I said, I'm not saying in the Heichel because tonight we're in Gan Ariel. So whether you're listening in Gan Ariel or whether you're listening to the recording live, or when you hear it when it's sent out, I'm sure people are going to start telling me, oh, here's a great definition. I'm telling you the best definition is to Fargin. But what it really collectively means is not just to be mevater. No, you're happy for a person. You're truly happy for a person. I want you to know something. I meet many, many people, and I'm so incredibly impressed when I meet someone who is mamish, genuinely, genuinely happy for another person. I say the word genuinely twice. Because sometimes people express that they're happy, but have to work on their happiness. I'm talking about truly, truly being happy and all the things that the word Fargin encompasses. You know why Menashe didn't point out the mistake to his grandfather when he certainly could have, as I said already, albeit in a respectful way? Because Menashe had the ability to Fargin. In other words, he was happy for Ephraim. Yes, I'm the Bechor, I should have gotten it. And I didn't, it went to my brother. I Fargin him. I'm happy for him. Let it go to him. And that's something that we should wish upon ourselves and our children. It's not always so easy, but sometimes we find somebody who got such a beautiful home or a beautiful car, whatever it might be. Learn to Fargin, learn to be happy, learn to genuinely, genuinely feel that way towards the other person's successors. I don't mean it just externally, I mean it internally as well. Menashe had that ability, and that's why we bless our children. Be like Ephraim and Menashe. Our children, not to be jealous of each other, not to have kin and jealousy. I know there's one of those kids songs, I don't even remember which one. You can remind me which one is it? Somebody got a bigger piece of cake than me. Which is that song? I don't know. There's one of those kids' songs. I bet you I'm going to get answers about that during the week. My text message is going to start, you know, blowing up. Oh, is this in this kid's tape? So-and-so got a bigger piece of cake than me. I mean, adults complain about that also, to tell you the truth. Now, you'll ask me, according to this pshat, you'll say, that makes sense why we bless our children to be like Menashe. But where does the Ephraim part come in? Ephraim is the one who got the bigger piece of cake, excuse me. Ephraim is the one who got the... So why do we say Ephraim? I'll tell you why, and this is so fantastic. Sometimes amongst siblings or amongst people, amongst chaverim, amongst business associates, human nature could be that when you get something, I'm not saying your mama's going to rub it in, but you're going to gloat. And even if you don't gloat outwardly, somehow you're going to get the message across to the other person. Ah, you know, look at me. Look at what I got. And on any different level, a person could talk a gloat about their successes, even if they think they're doing it somewhat modestly, but it's a good feeling. You don't find that Ephraim responded that way. He was happy with what he got, but he also felt for Menashe. In other words, he didn't respond by rubbing it in and by gloating and by, I'm going to show you up one. That's what we want from our children. And by the way, Chaveirim Kol Yisrael, Bonim Atem Hashem, we are all children of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The same way we want from our personal kids to be like Ephraim and Menashe, Hashem wants that from us. Bonim Atem Hashem, we are all his children. And when he, with the capital H, gives us a blessing to be like Ephraim and Menashe, what he's telling us as collective children around the world is, be happy for each other. And additionally, on the flip side, if you have something, don't flaunt it. Don't gloat. Don't show it off. Act and respond with modesty, tzniyus, and do things inconspicuously. The same way we bless our children and want that from our families, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants it from us, because as I said already twice, Banim Atem Hashem, we're all his children. We must behave like Ephraim and Menashe. Mitzad Echad, forgiving, being happy, and helping Achaver. Mitzad Hasheni, not gloating and flaunting and rubbing it in. Now let's go back to that pasuk that I quoted earlier, Sikal Es Yadav. Actually, if I could take a moment, it's not the point of the shir, but a number of years ago I said a pshat based on the words of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, one of my favorite pshatim in general, because it's true for any relationship, but for sure for Shalom Bayis. Sikal Es Yadav means that when he switched his hands, he ended up putting his right on. In other words, if I put my hands out straight as I'm doing right now, my left will be on your right and my right will be on your left. But if I switch my hands, my right is on your right, my left is on your left. Based on the words of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, he says, in any relationship, but primarily when dealing with a spouse, Sikel Es Yadav. You know what that means? This is Mamish Relationships 101. The right side of a person represents their strengths. The left side usually represents a person's chesroinus and their weaknesses. When I face my spouse, when I face someone, my tendency is to stretch my hands out as I'm doing now straight away. But what's going to happen then? My left will be on their right and my right will be on their left. That is a recipe for disaster. Because that means when it comes to their right side, which is their strengths, on that I put my left side as if to say, I'm not such a big deal. I don't really acknowledge their strengths as indicated by me putting my left on their right. But when it comes to their left side, which represents their chesroinus and things that bother you, oh, on that I put my right side. What does it mean I put my right side? That, when I should be acknowledging their milas, I don't. What do I acknowledge instead? Their chesroinus, their left side is what I put my right side on, meaning to say that I acknowledge. You know, oh my goodness, how many times have I told you over the last 14 years? Now we get a great memory all of a sudden. We don't remember the shopping list from last week, but how many times have I told you over the last 14 years? And you all of a sudden start to come up with whatever the list is. Yaakov Avinu was teaching us in relationships, Sikel Es Yadav, switch your hands. That means you put your left on someone's left and your right on someone's right, as my hands are doing now, which means when it comes to their left side, their chesroinus, everyone has faults. Put your left side on that, meaning that you have to acknowledge it, do it at the right time, do it with seichel, maybe wait till you're not so upset, get to the point and move on. And when it comes to their right side, which represents their strengths, on that you should put your right, which means acknowledge their strength, build it up, make a big deal out of it. Yes, the meal was delicious, or I can't thank you enough, or whatever it is. It's a tremendous concept in life when you face people, your spouse or anyone. Sikeles yodav, put left on left, right on right. When it comes to the chesroinus, if you got to mention it, but mention it in the right way and move on. When it comes to their strengths, build them up. Always put your right on their right. But now take a look at the words after sikeles yodav. It says, he switched his hands, which essentially means, and we mentioned this in a previous year, but I'd like to give it an added dimension and tie it into the earlier pshat. I heard this pshat a number of years ago from my Tayer Shvager, my dear brother-in-law, Rav Elio Meir Schmelzer. He shared this with me, and I think it's a stunning pshat. Sikeles yodav, he switched his hands. Ki Menashe HaBechor, because Menashe was the firstborn. What? He switched his hands and ended up putting the right on Ephraim, not because Menashe was the Bechor, but despite the fact that Menashe was the Bechor. How in the world do you read that pasuk? Yaakov Avinu, Sikeles Yodav, he switched his hands and put the more prominent hand on Ephraim, ki Menashe HaBechor, because Menashe was the firstborn. You don't mean because Menashe was the firstborn. You mean despite Menashe being the firstborn. Listen to a stunning answer. Such a lesson in chinuch. The pasuk is to be understood in the following fashion. Yaakov Avinu had another way to give Ephraim the right bracha, literally and figuratively. He didn't have to switch his hands. What could Yaakov Avinu have done? He could have just said to Ephraim and Menashe, hey, my dear grandchildren, switch positions. You go to the right, you go to the left, then I don't have to worry about switching my hands. I'll just go like this. He could have done that. In fact, you might even go, yeah, that makes tons of sense. Just switch positions. Sikeles yodav. He didn't make Menashe do that. Because Yaakov Avinu felt, now that would already be too much. In other words, Menashe is the Bechor. And despite the fact that he's Bechor, I have to give the more prominent bracha the right to Ephraim. But to go to the added degree and make it harder and more difficult, and certainly, perhaps, I should say, more embarrassing, to also make them switch sides, to make them switch sides, which should have been a more dramatic thing to do, to that Yaakov Avinu said, no. You don't take that away from Menashe. You know why not? Ki Menashe HaBechor. Because Menashe is the Bechor, he deserves that dignity. He deserves the right and the dignity to at least remain on the side that he's on. So the correct way to read the pasuk, it's such a stunning, stunning pshat, is Sikeles Yodav. The reason he switched his hands, meaning the reason that he only switched his hands and didn't take the more drastic step of making them switch sides, is Ki Menashe HaBechor. Because Menashe was the Bechor, he felt, no, that you don't do. That he should say, Zaydi, not only didn't I get, but I also had to move the side. I also had to move where I was. That is too drastic. You don't do that to Menashe. You know why not? Ki Menashe HaBechor. And that's why Sikeles Yodav means he only switched his hands and didn't do what we proposed a moment ago. Pitzutz. Zemamash pitzutz. Because it tells us such a lesson in life that sometimes it might be to our children, it might be to a Talmud, it might be to anybody, that maybe, and that's why I started with the Vart of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, that when it comes to somebody's left, don't put on your right and build it up. But rather address it how it needs to be done, That's mamish the pshat. That pshat we said a few moments ago, based on Rav Chaim Volozhiner, you mamish to hear from Yaakov Avinu. The more prominent bracha has to be given to Ephraim. I will handle it in the most correct and dignified way, to give it to Ephraim, and yet simultaneously not taking away from Menashe that side, ki Menashe HaBechor. This is the balance, Rabbi Yisrael. And this is part of what we mean when we say, may our children be like Ephraim and Menashe. Because when you think about Ephraim and Menashe, you think about the fact that the Zaydi, Yaakov Avinu, switched his hands, but didn't do the more drastic or dramatic of switching sides as well. Comes with a lot of chachmah. It comes with a lot of chachmah, siyata d'shmaya, davening to Hashem, that we should say the right thing and know how to say it. It's an extraordinary pshat in Ephraim and Menashe. And that's why ki Menashe HaBechor, because he was the Bechor, a person needs to know how to handle the situation. And that brings us to the final pshat tonight, based on the Chassam Sofer, mamish one of my favorite pshatim. Mamish one of my favorite pshatim. Yaakov Avinu says, Hamalach Hagoyel Oisi, and this is something we say in our nighttime Kriyishma, how many beautiful Nagunim do we know to Hamalach Hagoyel Oisi Mikol Ra? You envision the children under the large talus on Simchas Torah by the Aliyah of Kol HaNa'orim and singing out loud beautifully, Hamalach Hagoyel Oisi Mikol Ra. Yevorech es hanaorim v'ikor v'hem shmi v'shem avoysai Avraham v'yitzchak. It's a bracha to children. Yaakov Avinu says, may my descendants carry on the name of my father and grandfather, Avraham and Yitzchak. Do you find in Tanakh those names coming up, Avraham and Yitzchak? But it seems to be that that's what he wanted. He asked for the fact, may I merit that the future generations will have the names Avraham and Yitzchak? Yet you look through Tanakh, do you find that those names were used? The Chassam Sofer, Zechus HaYogan Aleinu, wonders, where is the fulfillment of this blessing? And he says so beautifully, when Yaakov Avinu said, V'kore v'hem shemi v'shem avoysai, Avram v'Yitzchak, he didn't necessarily mean, V'kore shemai v'Yisrael, you know, at the bris, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. He didn't mean that. You may very well name your child whatever you named your child. But when that child is growing up and walking down the street, and someone sees the prezenlichkeit of that child, the persona, the ibergegebenkeit of that child, the dveikus, the feeling of that child, says Yaakov Avinu, according to the Chassam Sofer, I hope that the demeanor and the behavior that that child exudes causes people who are watching to say, oh, you see that? That's an einikul of Avram Avinu. Now, that's an einikul of Yitzchak and Yaakov. Yeah, the name might be whatever the name was given by the bris or for a girl by a kiddush or kriyas haTorah, wherever it is. Says the Chassam Sofer, the kiyum is that when that child, the ben Torah, the bas Yisrael, is walking down the street, their behavior should exude such kiddush Hashem that the person should be able to say, oh, that's Taka from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's Taka from Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. It should be a nachas ruach to our parents and our grandparents. It should be that the behavior that we have and that of our children and our family should be v'shem avoysai Avram Yitzchak, in a sense, even if that's not the exact name that's given. But the behavior is so stellar, the behavior is such a kiddush Hashem, that when people are looking and pointing, they're saying amongst themselves, now that's Taka. Yeah. I knew her grandmother. Ah, azan nachas ruach to the grandmother. And that's Taka so special for the Zaydi. people, I remember hearing a number of years ago when the great Mir Rosh Hashiva, Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, you just say the name Reb Shmuel Birnbaum and the image and the feelings that we conjure up. And on one occasion, I'm told that when he was in the cart in the airport, in the terminal, either going from one terminal to another, one part of the airport to another, so how long is the ride? But a couple of minutes. And he was on this cart through the airport terminal where Shmuel Birnbaum was with one of his sons. And they each took out a Gemara, and for the few minutes, there was such a rischa d'iraisa between the two of them in learning. And at one point, when the cart slowed down to make a proper turn, it was overheard that there were two people on the side, non-Jews, who were watching the scene of these two, of Shmuel Birnbaum and his son, and one non-Jew commented to the other, "You see those two? They're not human. Those are angels." That's what it means, V'kore v'hem shemi v'shem avoysai Avram v'yitzchak. To be able to bring about ribui kvoy shamayim v'rabim. And so when we have this parsha v'yechi, chazak chazak v'nis chazek, it's on our mind the perpetuity of generations. Taka, the behavior should be such a one, Be'ezus Hashem. And as I said when we started this year, Bonim Atem Lashem. We're all children, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that our behavior should be such that it brings about tremendous ribui kvod shamayim v'rabim. I want to end with a pshat. It's really a brocha. I heard this many years ago from the Jibo Dayan Rav Katz of Montreal. But I think it ties together the whole shir. The pasuk right after Sheni begins, "Vayomer Yisrael el Yosef, Roifanecha lo filalti. I never thought that I would see your face. I never thought that I would see this day." Did he ever think he was going to see Yosef? And then he ends by saying, "Vehime hera oisi elokim gam ezarecha. Not only do I see you, but I even see your offspring? Did I ever think that I would be zoicha to see Ephraim and Menashe, your offspring? I didn't think I would see you, and now I see you and them." Grammatically, when he's mentioning to Yosef that he's privileged to see his grandchildren, the pasuk says, "Vehine hera oisi." But why does it say hera oisi? Shouldn't the pasuk grammatically say, "Vehine hera li elikin gamezarecha. Hashem has shown to me my einekach li." Osi means I. What it should say, Hashem is showing li. It is being shown to me. And what am I being privileged to see? My grandchildren. Why does it say Osi? And the Jibo Dayan says so beautifully. Really, this pshat we said from the Chassam Sofer, you want to be able to look at a child or a grandchild and to see a little bit of yourself, a continuity of the generations. Yaakov Avinu looked at his son, and then Yaakov Avinu looked at his Einikach, and you know what he saw when he looked at Ephraim and Menashe? You know what he saw, Rabbi Isai? A little bit of himself. And that's what he says to Yosef, "Vehine hera oisi, vehine hera oisi, gamezarecha." When I look at your children, my einiklach hera oisi, I see a little bit of myself. I see a continuity of generations. I often say that's why in the night of the Seder in the Haggadah, we say with all the Choldor Vador Chayev Odom Liris Es Atzmoy Kilu Yotzim Mitzrayim. Literally means in every generation you should envision yourself as if you went out of Mitzrayim. But based on what we just said now, to see yourself and all your descendants, it could also be understood as follows. The night of the Seder, you could have 3-4 generations around your table. Here's how you should read the words. The Choldor Vador. In every generation sitting around your Seder table, Chayev Odom Lirois Es Atzmai. You should see a little bit of yourself. Look at your parents if you're privileged to have one. children, Einiklach. B'chol dor v'dor, may we merit in all of our generations, Chayiv Adam Liris es Atzmai, to see a little bit of ourselves. As Yaakov Avinu said, Hera Oisi, what a joy and a delight beyond description that I'm able to see myself in future generations. We should talk to Bizoicha to tremendous, tremendous siyata deshmaya and daven to Bizoicha to have Yiddish and nachas from all the generations. May the Ribbono Shel Olam have nachas from us. We are the bonim that have to behave like Ephraim and Menashe. We are the bonim that have to bring about Ribui Kvoit Shemayim. And through that, may we talk to Bizoicha like it says, Becho Yevorech Yisrael. We should talk of Bizoich as we finish Sefer Bereshit together. What a gewaldike simcha, should I say, big simcha. Now at least the listeners know who is at the shir. I don't know about those who are hearing it around the world, if they'll figure it out. Unless I'm going to get a text from Germany. Oh, I know who was there. We should talk of Bizoich to the biggest simcha of all, the Bizoich to rejoice with the Gula Shalema B'mheira B'yameinah.